Kennan believed that it had been compelling strategic considerations, rather than the American atomic monopoly, which had deterred a Soviet invasion of Western Europe in the years 1945 to 1949. Now that the Soviets had their own atomic bomb, Kennan argued that it made no sense for the United States to get into a spiraling nuclear arms race. Like Oppenheimer, he believed that the bomb was ultimately a suicidal weapon and therefore both militarily useless and dangerous. Besides, Kennan was confident that the Soviet Union was politically and economically the weaker of the two adversaries, and that in the long run America could wear down the Soviet system by means of diplomacy and the judicious exploitation of our strength as a deterrent to world conflict. Kennan's 80-page personal document might well have been co-authored with Oppenheimer, reflecting as it did so many of Robert's views. Indeed, both he and Kennan took its reception as a plunging barometer, indicating the approach of violent political storms. Circulated within the State Department, Kennan's memo was quietly and firmly rejected by all who read it. Acheson called Kennan into his office one day and said, "George, if you persist in your view on this matter, you should resign from the Foreign Service, assume a monk's habit, carry a tin cup and stand on the street corner and say, 'The end of the world is nigh.'"